Have you ever wanted to dive deeper into Scripture? If so, you're in luck, because every day there's a new Scripture reflection from the thoughtful staff at America Media, thinking through big questions together, like, what do Catholics believe about guardian angels? And what can Gen Zers take away from the Gospels? If you're already a subscriber, you can access these reflections in your email inbox or on our website. If you'd like to become a digital subscriber, it's easy to do. Just visit americamagazine.org/subscribe, and you'll have full access to America's Scripture Reflections.
Hi, I'm Tucker Redding, creator and host of Imagine, a guide to Jesuit prayer. I'm excited to bring you this special 6-episode Advent edition of Imagine. Together, we'll contemplate the incarnation of Jesus Christ and journey with Mary and Joseph from the Annunciation to the Nativity. You can find other great Advent content, including daily written reflections, at americamagazine.org/advent2020. Welcome to Imagine, a guide to Jesuit prayer from America Media, a Jesuit ministry. In this podcast, I'll guide you through a form of prayer called Ignatian contemplation, in which you use your imagination to see and interact with various scenes from Scripture. Think of it as an audio retreat that you could participate in, whoever you are, wherever you like. If this is the first time that you're listening, I recommend going back and listening to the series preview episode titled, What is Ignatian Contemplation? Before we begin, I encourage you to listen to this podcast while you're in a quiet place, somewhere you can shut out all distractions. While a quiet, reflective space isn't necessarily required, it can help enhance your prayer experience. If you have the opportunity, try closing your eyes so that you might imagine the scenes more clearly. But of course, only if you can do so safely. So don't close your eyes if you're driving or walking. This episode will be a bit different from season one. Rather than imagining a scene from Scripture, we'll use a contemplative practice from the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius. Before reflecting on the life of Jesus, Ignatius invites us to contemplate the Incarnation from the point of view of the Trinity. In this scene, we observe as God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, watches the world and decides to enter into human history in the person of Jesus. Some aspects of this scene might be easier to imagine than others. Relax and let the images come to you. If parts of the exercise are difficult to imagine, don't worry and don't force the experience. Be open and trust the Holy Spirit to guide your thoughts as you listen and pray. First, let's begin with a short breathing exercise. Breathe deeply in and out. In and out. Continue a few more deep breaths in and out. With each exhale, feel your muscles relax. Release any worries or anxieties that you might have at this moment. Feel the presence of God around you and invite the Holy Spirit to join you in this time of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, be with us and guide us in our prayer. Help us to shut out all distractions and to see what you want us to see. Help us to trust in your guidance and to feel your presence. Saint Ignatius encourages us to ask for a grace that we hope to receive in our prayer. We ask for the grace to know and feel the love of God for humanity through the act of the Incarnation. We'll begin by imagining the persons of the Trinity dwelling together in heaven. Start with the place. Your imagination might be drawn to images of heaven from art or movies. Or perhaps you might imagine a place that fills you with peace. What does heaven look like? Now picture the three persons of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What do they look like? How do you feel in their presence? Focus on Jesus for a moment. What does Jesus look like? The Trinity looks into the world. Look at the world with them. They see all the people of the world, people of different nations, languages, and cultures. Look with them as they see the beauty and complexity of the natural world. All species of animals and plants. They see how everything is connected. What do you see? Look at the persons of the Trinity as they look at the world. How do they feel in this moment? They continue to watch the world. Some people are being born, and others are laid to rest. Some people are in peace, while others are at war. The young and the old, the rich and the poor, the happy and the sad. So many people, aimless, despairing, hateful, and killing. So many undernourished, sick, and dying. So many struggling with life and finding meaning. Listen with the Trinity and hear people laughing and crying, some shouting and screaming, some praying, others cursing God and neighbor. Take a few moments to watch and listen. Look back at the Trinity. How do they feel as they look into the world? God knows that the time has come when the mystery of salvation, hidden from the beginning of the world, will shine into the darkness and confusion. Listen as the persons of the Trinity speak. Let us work the redemption of the human race. Let us respond to the groaning of all creation. You witness this moment of love and joy. The second person of the Trinity, the Son, shall be born into the human race for the sake of its salvation. They look into the world again, and they see a young woman named Mary in the city of Nazareth. What does she look like? She is the one. She will be the mother of God. The angel Gabriel is sent to Mary to announce the divine plan and her role in it. Will she say yes? The persons of the Trinity turn to you. You have an opportunity to talk to them. If it's helpful, you might just imagine talking to Jesus. What do you want to say to God? What is God? Have to tell you. Take a few moments to talk and listen for a response. Sometime after your contemplative experience, I encourage you to pray with the things that stood out to you in your prayer. What struck you the most? What challenged you? Where did you sense God the most in your prayer? Imagine, a guide to Jesuit prayer is a production of American Media. This series was written and edited by me, Tucker Redding. The producer is Maggie Van Dorn, and the executive producer is Sebastian Gomes. Next time on Imagine, we'll witness the announcement of the birth of Jesus. Thank you for praying with us.
Have you ever wanted to dive deeper into Scripture? If so, you're in luck, because every day there's a new Scripture reflection from the thoughtful staff at America Media, thinking through big questions together, like, what do Catholics believe about guardian angels? And what can Gen Zers take away from the Gospels? If you're already a subscriber, you can access these reflections in your email inbox or on our website. If you'd like to become a digital subscriber, it's easy to do. Just visit americamagazine.org/subscribe, and you'll have full access to America's Scripture Reflections.